Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03 Thursday, July 10th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the WBBM Business Hour. I'm Judson Richards and for Rob Hart. Well, it's important to have key documents organized in case of a house fire, natural disaster, or other emergency. We will cover that in our next segment. But right now, new data shows over 70% of homeowners are delaying needed repairs due to rising costs, sparking safety concerns as economic uncertainty and maintenance expenses continue to climb. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park Business Line, reminding you to bring your business home is Drew Wishover, founder and owner of the Inspired Title Group right here in Chicago. Drew, thanks for joining us on this Thursday. Let's discuss how putting off home repairs can actually cost homeowners much more in the long run.
Yeah, this is a great question. I'd love to start things off with this. You know, a lot of people do this. They put off that home repair, and it seems like it's a way to save money in the short term. But it often leads to, you know, much, much higher costs over time. You know, for example, if you just look at, you know, maybe a roof expense, you know, a little minor issue, the little leak in the roof, it can turn into a much, much bigger problem if you leave that thing unattended or unaddressed, because now you've got mold, you've got structural damage. So what might have just been a little patch that cost you, you know, a couple hundred dollars is now costing thousands of dollars to you know, repair it.
Yeah, Drew, in my house, we just had to buy a new refrigerator. The fridge was working, but it was leaking, and so it was damaging the wood beneath it. So, you know, that kind of lays out for you, if you're considering how it's going to affect your home in the long run, you may just have to make those decisions now. How does putting off maintenance impact a home's resale value in today's market?
Yeah, and I don't think people think about that. I think that, you know, buyers are you know, drawn today to looking at properties that are clean. They want to see them, that they're well maintained, they're move-in ready. They want to avoid, you know, any kind of hassles or any immediate expenses that are going to be hitting them with repairs or renovations and stuff. So if you neglect those routine maintenance things, it's kind of a signal to buyers to say, hey, you know what, this might be a warning sign. There might be some hidden problems. I may come up with some future expenses that I wasn't prepared for. So, you know, it's going to make your property less desirable. And, you know, unfortunately, with the market being what it is, they're going to compare this to, you know, the other homes in the area and see that, hey, these have been properly cared for. So it's going to kind of tend to pull them in that direction. So it's a competitive housing market. A well-maintained home, it's going to get you a higher price as well.
We're joined by Drew Wishover of the Inspired Title Group here on WBBM. So, Drew, what types of home repairs are most commonly being delayed right now, and which ones pose the biggest safety risks?
That was interesting to think about that. When people think about the, you know, repairs that you're going to just put off, homeowners typically like to put things off that are going to be really expensive, or they're, you know, it's going to disrupt their family. And they may even perceive those things as, you know, they're not that urgent. It's not that important, like painting, you know, window replacements, things like that. But, you know, some cosmetic repairs, these are things that you don't want to, you know, you don't want to put off the critical ones, right? Like the plumbing, the electrical, if there's foundation issues, if there's roofing issues, like those are the ones we cannot afford to put off. You know, it's certainly easy to put off some of the painting things and deal with those at a later date. But the ones that are going to pose serious safety hazards and, you know, maybe even higher future costs, let's get on those right away and tend to those pretty quickly.
True. Certainly something to consider. Thanks for your insight there. That's Drew Wishover of the Inspired Title Group. Coming up next, putting together a so-called bug out bag containing essential documents and supplies needed in case of emergency.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, disasters strike without warning. A so-called financial bug-out bag can protect your assets and speed recovery. Joining us with the advice on creating one is Bill Ulivieri, owner of Senecal Capital Management out of Glenview. Bill, great to talk. Let's begin here. Why is it so important to have a personal finance bug-out bag, especially during disasters like floods, wildfires, or house fires?
Well, Justin, a financial preparedness bag, I mean, it doesn't have to be a big deal. It's just that we live so much of our lives in our electronic world, in our digital world. And so to have a copy that's laminated of your state ID, perhaps your passport, bank account, username, and the passwords, I think it's really important in order to avoid like big disruptions. And I know that our mind immediately goes to some kind of world changing event, but it doesn't have to be like a flood in Texas or a hurricane. It could be, I just need to go 16 miles to my dad's house on the third floor because he has an extra bed. Almost everything we can do for our physical needs can be accomplished at a thrift store and a dollar store for a bug out bag. But financially, it takes a little bit more work. Downloading, you know, making hard copies, laminating them, putting them in a waterproof bag, but just keeping it nearby just in case. Under your bed.
Sorry to interrupt you, Bill. I was going to say just the specifics. What documents specifically should we know right on hand immediately where they are?
Well, absolutely. Okay, username and passwords for your banking information, username and passwords for your mobile phone carrier, username and passwords for, again, as I said, for all your banking information, and a life insurance policy, a copy of that, and specifically all your contact information for your homeowner's insurance, and even copies of your tax returns. These kind of things are really important because sometimes if there's financial aid or grants or emergency money set aside, you need to provide proof of who you are. And that's the only way you're going to be able to get into the system. So very old school documents, ones that we've, I think, forget about or only visit once a year, but just the necessities, again, to be able to prove who you are and your place of ownership and residence.
We're joined by Bill Ulivieri, owner of Senecal Capital Management. Bill, for those who live in high-risk areas or have experienced personal loss, what steps can they take today to get financially prepared?
To get financially prepared, you know, that's really a tough one because I think most people live month to month when it comes to their finances. So to be able to set aside a very small debit card with extra cash, perhaps even good old-fashioned hard cold $100 bills in a Ziploc bag and then put that inside of a waterproof bag. But again, we're talking about just 72 hours. That's all you really need to cover for. Enough to pick up some energy bars, water, some coffee, a few snacks at the local store if they're up and around, maybe extra batteries. I think people overcomplicate the bug out bag. We're just trying to accommodate in a more slightly relaxed way so that you have something to provide comfort and assurance and peace of mind just in the first 24 to 72 hours. You don't have to overthink it.
Finally, are we still doing emergency cash? Is cash still a thing? Or if it's emergency, you know, if fire could be a part of it, do we not do cash anymore? Or is emergency cash still something we have on hand?
No, I think we still need to have some emergency cash, a couple of $100 bills, maybe 50s. I know that locally in the summer when it's really hot, we lose power. And we lose power for 8, 9, 10 hours. And when you go to the local grocery store or convenience store and you're going to be picking up a few bottles of water or some snacks, and the power's out. First of all, you're lucky if they'll let you in the door because normally that door is locked. But secondly, if you have cash, Yeah, you'll be able to, you may not be able to get your change back, but you'll be able to get the necessities that you need.
Oh, good stuff. Bill, thanks so much on an important topic. That's Bill Ulivieri, the owner of Seneca Capital Management out of Glenview. Coming up next, the impact of AI on the workforce, especially in entry-level positions.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
AI is reshaping the job market by replacing entry-level roles, disrupting traditional career paths, and raising concerns about how young workers gain experience and build careers. Joining us to discuss, Jason Wachtel, managing partner of J.W. Michaels & Company right here in Chicago. Jason, great to talk today. Let's begin here. AI, is it already displacing entry-level workers, or are we just at the beginning of this disruption?
I believe we're in the very beginning of the disruption. I think people are still trying to figure out how to best utilize this and how it's going to benefit our companies. But you are going to see over the next couple years a big change in the workforce, specifically that's going to impact entry-level employees.
So how can workers gain advanced skills if AI is replacing the very jobs that once taught them?
So it's a good question, and I think everybody's still trying to figure that out. But I think some of the areas that are going to get impacted are, you're going to see logistics warehousing using more AI. You're going to see administrative work. You're not going to get rid of it, but you're going to have AI impacting how many people they hire for their administrative jobs. Even in law, if you're a lawyer and you're starting at a firm, all that research you were doing is now, a lot of that is going to be done by AI. So people are going to still have jobs, but instead of having 15 openings at a company, you may only have two or three, and you're going to have increased competition for those opportunities.
What does it mean for the traditional career ladder if the bottom rungs, entry-level jobs, are vanishing?
You know, it's a good question. I don't think anybody actually knows the answer to that question yet. I know at J.W. Michaels, we have people calling us, what do we do? You know, I'm an administrator. I'm learning AI. I think embracing AI, learning it, building your skill sets good, because as I mentioned, there will still be need for researchers. There still will be need for administrators, but you're going to need to grasp AI because you're going to have more competition. So just learning more about AI and not being running away from it will sort of help build the skill set that companies are going to be looking for.
We're joined by Jason Wachtel of J.W. Michaels. So Jason, are companies doing enough to create new pathways like apprenticeships or hybrid roles to help young workers gain that experience?
I think we're still too early to tell what the impact of AI is and how companies are going to have to change the way they hire, to change the way they train, because it's still a very new technology. I know you hear all these companies and these stocks are going through the roof, but companies still haven't fully embraced it. I think people right now are using it, but I think that you're going to see over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, it's going to really change the complete landscape of hiring. It's going to change the complete landscape of what people are looking for, and employers are going to have to juggle what they want AI to do and what they want human interaction to do.
Jason, finally, what can individuals do, especially the young ones, do right now to stay competitive in an AI-driven job market?
Again, I think you have to embrace AI. You have to learn it. You have to learn, for example, how to take advantage of a ChatGPT. The companies are still going to need college graduates to do some of the grunt work or the administrative work. So if you can do that work, if you're going to have that work and you can do that work efficiently by using AI, you're going to become a very, very valuable asset to that organization. So you can't be afraid of it. You have to embrace it. You have to get good at it. And you have to show the company that you're going to be hiring, hey, look what I can do. I can do the job of two or three people, and I'm going to be a very strong asset for this company now and in the future.
It's a great topic. We all wonder what lies ahead. Jason, thanks so much. That's Jason Wachtel of J.W. Michaels & Company right here in Chicago. Still ahead in Technology Thursday, avoiding tech overload by simply unplugging.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there.
and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
WBBM News Time, 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Judson Richards in for Rob Hart today. Stocks are now trading higher. Let's get the latest at 12:32. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park Business Line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jeff Kilberg, founder and CEO of KKM Financial right here in Chicago. Jeff, great to talk today. Let's begin here. Why are markets seemingly shrugging off new tariffs?
Well, Judson, we've seen these new tariffs get shrugged off going all the way back to April, Liberation Day, when I think forecasts and expectations for sky-high inflation coming from these tariffs just hasn't materialized. Let's look at Japan, for example. That 25% tariff on automobiles has actually been absorbed by Japanese automakers. We saw a 19.5% year-over-year drop to those export price declines. So I think that's a big deal where everyone thought when the S&P was down 20% that we were going to have a Black Monday. And what have we seen, Judson? We've seen a 30% recovery, a V-shaped recovery. And that's what the expectations for the continued growth of the U.S. economy seems more optimistic. But you're right. We're in a melt-up mode. The S&P 500 is hitting a new all-time high today. The NASDAQ 100 hit another new all-time high yesterday. So right now, there's a lot of underinvested folks still on the sidelines.
So, Jeff, the major question, could these rising trade tensions eventually catch up with investors, or is the market truly desensitized to that risk now?
Potentially. I think that's a great point. We have not seen inflation materialize in the last couple of months, but yes, it could rear its ugly head again. However, I think some of the potential inflationary causes are not going to happen. And we're looking at interest rates, potentially a new Fed chairman on the horizon. And if we see these lower interest rates, that's going to be the next leg up in stocks. So we are seeing extremes on both ends of the spectrum here at Judson. We saw an oversold condition in April. Markets went way too low. And now potentially, as we're at new all-time highs, maybe they extend another 5 or 7% to the upside, which arguably could be too high. But I think volatility is here. I think there's opportunity. And that's why I think it's a stock picker's market.
Jeff, what is the surge in AI-related stocks like NVIDIA reaching a $4 trillion valuation? Tell us about investor psychology right now.
I think it's a great point that you bring up NVIDIA hitting $4 trillion, the first company ever to hit $4 trillion in market cap. I think it's a milestone, and I think it also underscores the fact that the AI theme, the investing AI theme, is still here. It is going to be volatile. We saw NVIDIA just back in April go down to $86. Now it's back up at $165. So you have to have the stomach to take the volatility in some of these names. Volatility is not going to walk away between now and Christmas, but I think the AI theme is important. But we also look at names like IBM. We also look at names like Oracle. We also look at different big tech and AI touching names to participate in upside moves.
We're joined by Jeff Kilberg of KKM Financial right here in Chicago. So, Jeff, what should individual investors watch for next in case of or looking at the tariff ripple effects, inflation risk, or continued momentum in tech? What are we looking for?
You know, I think those are all important, but the overarching theme, what's driving the boat for the back half of 2025 is going to be the interest rate policy from the Federal Reserve. So if we do see a slash in interest rates, that's going to be positive. If we see more prudence and more delay in that interest rate cut, then I think the market is going to continue to see volatility just due to the fact there's uncertainty of who is going to be the chair of the Federal Reserve.
Jeff, finally, what areas of the market do you see as best positioned heading into the second half of the year?
Well, I'm a little biased here, Judson. I'm the manager of the Essential 40 ETF, ticker ESN. We have a big industrial tilt. So if you're not buying the Essential 40 ETF, you can also look at XLI. That's the sector spider ETF, which gives you a nice broad swath exposure to industrials. But that's been the leading S&P 500 sector all year, and they will persist in the back half.
Jeff, thanks so much for all your insight. That's Jeff Kilberg, founder and CEO of KKM Financial. Up next in Technology 30, giving your brain a break from your collection of devices.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Okay, it is Technology Thursday. Summer is the perfect time to unplug. Experts say a digital detox can reduce stress, improve sleep, and help families reconnect. Joining us with advice on the benefits of that and how to implement a digital detox is Jennifer Jolly, Tech Life columnist at USA Today, founder, editor-in-chief of techish.com, located there in Seattle, Washington. Jennifer, hopefully you have some sunshine today. Let's begin here. Why is summer vacation an ideal time to experiment with a digital detox, and what benefits can people expect?
Well, this is the time of year people are taking a few days off, hopefully. You know, you're going outside more. You have more of an excuse to walk away from that phone and just kind of take time to smell the roses, feel the grass and the earth underneath your feet. Right now, the search for digital detox ideas has risen 75%, while digital detox vision boards have spiked almost 300%. Seeing people are searching for things like how to make a dumb phone, how to go offline and read more, and how to break my phone addiction. So that's the kind of thing we're looking into. About this time last year, I said, hey, go ahead, grab a Nokia brick phone. Which is one thing I've done. I've switched to a flip phone for nights and weekends. Searches for those are up almost 200% in the past month. So this is really catching on, and summer's the perfect time to try it.
Ah, the Nokia brick phone takes me back to the early 2000s, Jennifer. Right? What are the signs that someone might need a break from their screens or devices?
If you are on vacation right this second, you're with family, and you look around and every single person has their nose stuck in their phone, you know it's time to take a break. If you are spending more time on social media than you are looking around and experiencing the world around you, then talking to people, then, you know, standing in the grocery store checkout line without being on your phone, if it's impossible for you not to look at your phone every single spare moment you have a problem. And a lot of younger people are saying, hey, wait a minute, we didn't give these tech companies permission to take all of our time and our energy and our attention. And they're kind of saying, I want to be in charge of my own attention span. I don't want a big tech company to be in charge of it.
We're joined by Jennifer Jolly, founder of editor-in-chief of techish.com. So, Jennifer, let's talk about this. For those new to unplugging, what are some easy ways to start a digital detox without going cold turkey, just somewhat dipping your toe in the water of detoxing?
Well, think about switching your smartphone into landline mode. So those of us who are old enough to remember landlines, first thing you want to do is clean up your home screen. You want to make it boring on purpose. Delete or hide the apps that you don't absolutely need. So I still need Waze. I need my maps to get me everywhere I need to go. Clear everything off of your home screen and turn on grayscale mode. When your phone is black and white and you don't see all those colors, that's part of the psychology that sucks you in and keeps you coming back for more. I walk you through how to do this, how to turn on grayscale mode on an iPhone or on an Android device. It's really easy. Then, so that's first step, make your phone boring to look at. Then silence all the noise and app notifications. Then you limit and block apps and control access. You can use built-in screen time, but since those are easy to bypass, cage your browser. Again, I walk you through how to do all of this at my website, techish.com. But it's really easy. Then you just keep your maps and your camera access. Tuck that phone into a pocket. Leave it behind whenever you possibly can. And just remember, life wasn't built to just be on your phone all the time. This kind of setup takes 10 to 15 minutes and maybe $3 a month for a minimalist launcher. If you have to use tech to keep yourself sane from too much tech, I say go for it. Whatever you need to do, try it.
Jennifer, thank you so much. It's funny, you know, you mentioned that brick phone. It makes me think of also going to MapQuest.com, writing down my directions before getting in the car and heading somewhere. Jennifer Jolly, Tech Live columnist at USA Today. Some great info there at her website as well at techish.com. Well, join us at this time tomorrow for Entrepreneur Friday. And still to come, a long-stalled development in Chicago has a new look.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, after years of buzz and delays, developers have unveiled a scaled-down vision for Lincoln Yards, now reimagined as a walkable, housing-focused community. We welcome Danny Acker, a reporter with Cranes, joining us now on WBBM. Danny, thanks for joining us on this Thursday. Let's begin here. We've been talking about Lincoln Yards for years. What finally pushed this project forward?
Well, it's a different development group. As anyone who's followed this story knows, that proposed Lincoln Yards and 14 million square feet and really its own little sort of mini skyline along the Chicago River between Lincoln Park and Bucktown, they've run into a lot of issues getting it off the ground. And most recently, earlier this year, a little more than half of it's taken over by its lender. And now that lender is under contract to sell that part, about 31 acres, to a joint venture of a Chicago developer called JDL Development and a partner out of Florida called Kane Anderson Real Estate. And they are the ones that have proposed this different vision for that northern portion, at least, of what was going to be Lincoln Yards. And they've announced today they've got a name for it. They're calling it Foundry Park, sort of a nod to the Finkelstein plant that was there before. And just high-level details right now. They haven't really released a lot of images or exact the specifics of their plan, but somewhere in the range of 2,000 to 3,000 residential units, single-family homes, condos, apartments, townhomes, just far more residential than what was contemplated before, which had, you know, office towers and all other uses that, you know, really changed since sort of in the wake of the pandemic.
Daniel, let's go a little deeper on that. What types of housing will be included? How is this project addressing affordability and livability for Chicago families?
Well, they haven't really addressed that. That's kind of what we're still going to be waiting to see. They've just released high level. There's an announcement today from JDL and Kane Anderson saying that they're under contract to buy it from Bank OZK. And just talking about this being a residential community. They did mention briefly about, you know, making sure that they're meeting, I think they're going to exceed the affordability aspect that was proposed under the previous Lincoln Yards plan. But there'd be some outdoor space. Certainly, I mean, the housing is that's one issue where you would say, well, if they are going to need city council approval for the project, which they will for, you know, infrastructure purposes, which have drawn some controversy, as well as just the basic zoning for it. Certainly when you're talking about housing and the need for housing here in the city, that's going to be something that probably wins them some support from city council officials. So we'll see. We're going to get more details probably in the next month or two on exactly what this vision is. But at a high level, it's just a much, you know, scaled down version. Of course, they're also saying there's still going to be mid-rise and maybe even a high-rise as large as 38 stories, which, again, in Lincoln Park and Bucktown would really stand out, but just smaller than what Sterling Bay had contemplated before.
Danny, great stuff. Thank you so much. That's Danny Acker, reporter with Crane Chicago Business.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.